The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We need you to call 916-909-1065 because we're in a debate here. Katie went to Tahoe over the weekend and she stayed in an Airbnb. Checkout was at 10 a.m. What happened at 10 a.m.?
I'll tell you what happened. Actually, at 10:03.
This is going to shock you. Shock you.
Knock on the door. Cleaning people. Ready to come in and flip the place. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, they must have had somebody else coming in that same day. Nope. I looked it up. I could have rented it for another 6 days because it was still available.
Mm-hmm.
We were loaded up and in the car. Now, we're packing everything in the car, walking through the snow. So it's like extra difficult. We were on the road at 10:14.
Okay.
But they were still there at 10:03 expecting us to be gone. Now, I told you guys this, and you're like, okay, but you were supposed to be out at 10.
Right.
Well, Kevin said that.
Well, right. Okay.
I'm Kevin a little bit more on the fence about this.
That's true. Kevin said that. But you didn't disagree with him. You just asked me questions.
Well, when they give you a checkout time, you got to be out by then.
Okay. If you are somebody that has rental properties, okay, you are in the human business.
You're in the real estate business.
No, you're dealing with people. And sometimes things happen with people. So to give people a grace period of at least 15 minutes seems more than reasonable, especially because for an Airbnb, not all of them, but this one, my checkout instructions were haul all the garbage out, take all the sheets off of all the beds, put them in the washing machine, start the washing machine, load the dishwasher.
What?
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Start the dishwasher.
That's ridiculous.
So it's not like we could just like at 9:45 pack up and leave. I had to do half their work for them, which I'm happy to do. It's fine. What if I got diarrhea?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
It's
we're doing a lot
season.
Of what ifs.
That
what
is a plot
something
twist.
Something happened that was just
I'm sure
part
that if the cleaning people
condition.
Okay, I'm sure if the cleaning people showed up and you shouted from the bathroom, "Not a good time!" I'm sure they'd
be a
little bit more understanding. But Kevin, you say 10 a.m., hard out.
Right. Start cleaning up at 9 if you have to do all those instructions. Because I've stayed at Airbnbs before where we had to do all that. We planned ahead and made sure we got everything done before checkout at 10.
Now, okay. Now you're saying also that the grace period that Katie's talking about for 15 minutes starts at 9:45.
Right, exactly.
All right, so 916-909-1065 is the number you can call or text us. We'd rather you called. Let's talk to Cassandra. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you've heard the story. What do you think? 10 a.m., when do you check out?
I would get out by 8, but that's usually at a hotel. Airbnb, yeah, you start cleaning up by 8.
Right, see?
You would leave 2 hours before checkout?
Yes, I don't want them knocking at the door like what they did to you.
Okay, girl, you are not getting your money's worth.
2 hours
you
early.
You are not getting your money's worth.
That
also,
is intense.
The fact that, like, I started packing everything up at 8:30 while I was also making my family breakfast and trying to get everybody dressed and get your
Wait
shoes. Where are your
Hold
shoes?
Hold on a second. You were packing and making. What was your husband doing?
Right. He took the kids out to play in the snow one last
You're
time.
You're leaving.
Right.
Okay, I would say that that is the problem. You don't get to do stuff on your last day.
I wanted them. I wanted him to take them out because it was making my life easier.
Katie, here's some of the text messages. You're not going to like this. Well, this one is on your side. I'm with Katie. We always wait until 9:45 to ask for a late checkout. You can try to do that. Can you do that at Airbnb?
You can, but they
Who
usually
do you even call?
Don't respond.
Somebody else said, the rule is 10 a.m. Like the night before, you should start putting everything together. Plan ahead. Do some things ahead of time. And this person just said flat out, Airbnbs aren't even worth it anymore. Let's talk to somebody on the phone. It's Joey. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You know, I'd say that when it comes down to if you really like the place you're staying, then it would determine whether I'm going to be out of there right at the hard 10 or not. Because obviously we're also rated as a tenant there. So I know that they also look at that as well. And, you know, and as a customer, you're looking around to see whether, you know, do I need to do all of those sheets and clean? So that's why I'll continue scrolling to look at a place where maybe I don't have to do that.
I don't mind doing those things. I really don't. If I get a knock on my Airbnb rating, I will be outraged because I have a perfect score. And I'd also like to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
Doctors let you have a 15-minute grace period.
Wow.
Okay? And they've got master's degrees.
All right. I think they have more than that. I would hope a doctor's have a PhD.
You know what? I'm frazzled.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.